Jesus loves him, but the rest of us think he's a putz. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
Folks, have a listen to Jordan Raycroft, because he's here and going to perform live.
I've seen stars in the night sky. I've seen moonlight shine on down over God's life. If you ask me, I will tell you of a truth that's incomparable to the likes of you. Oh. And I've seen storms brewing, I've seen people suing, I've seen fire, and I've been counting wages, I've been passing pages on the wire.
Well, folks, it's time for Live on TDMS, an hour devoted solely to the art of music, sponsored this month by SpiroWay.com. SpiroWay, meeting needs, delivering hope. This week's recording artist is Jordan Raycroft, jordanraycroft.com. Only in his 20s, this young gun has captivated audiences of all ages across the country with his storytelling, foot-stomping melodies, and intimate performances. As a two-time participant of Via Rail's Artists on Board program, Jordan has played train cars, theaters, coffee houses, and living rooms throughout each of Canada's provinces. Recently named Niagara Music Awards 2013 Folk Artist of the Year, Jordan Raycroft launched his singer-songwriter career only 3 short years ago, maybe a little longer now. Is it still 3? I don't know how updated this bio is
It's probably about getting on to 4 now.
Okay, all right, right, right. Anyway, it's not that long ago. Opening for Juno nominee Peter Katz. It is Katz, right?
Yeah.
Over 100 shows and 2 demos later, 2013... saw the release of Jordan's self-titled debut album, Jordan Raycroft. That's a good name for it. This has since earned him 2 GMA Canada 2013 Covenant Award nominations for Folk Album of the Year and CD Artwork of the Year, which was commented on a few minutes ago by Alex the Intern. Jordan's most recent tour of Western Canada saw the audition of 53 concerts to his resume in just 47 days. Jordan's songs tell stories of love, loss, faith, and hope with the passion and expertise of a seasoned songwriter, which is weird because he's only been going for 4 years. With a guitar in one hand and harmonica in the other, this folk rocker is just getting started. Did you bring the harp?
I did.
Nice.
Yeah.
What are you blowing? Honers?
Yeah, honers. Sorry, I thought you meant the key.
No. I had to give up on honers. I went over to Lee Oscar's because I was blowing reeds way too much with the honers.
Yeah, I've had to buy a few extras to replace them. Yeah. I need to learn how to tune them.
Yeah. I don't even remember how I found out about you. Somebody suggested. Do you know how I found out about
you? I was going to ask, actually. Oh. That was the first thing I was going to ask coming in here, was how the heck did you hear about me?
Yeah, I don't really. I think it was just, you know, I asked other great musos who have performed on the show to give me some leads, and somebody gave me this lead. Have you ever come across Amber McLean?
Yes. We've never met, but the guy, Brad Dugas, who did my album, produced my album, he produced her.
Oh, okay.
So right. Maybe that's the connection there.
But she also did that train thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, she's been on the show a few times. She's given me tons of fantastic artists. It's probably her. Let's give her the credit anyway.
Thank you, Amber.
Yay!
Tourette's Kim. So, why? Like, you just couldn't do anything else?
Well, I mean, I'm in school. Well, actually, I'm not in school anymore. I just finished.
You just graduated?
Yeah. Well, I'm graduating in February officially, but I'm all done classes, which is
very cool.
Weird. Yeah, it's weird to actually verbalize.
What have you been studying?
I studied criminal justice and public policy with a studio art minor.
I wish we had the CSI boom boom thing right now, the sound effect.
But,
yeah. Yeah, there you go. I was thinking Criminal Minds. Anyway, yeah. So what is that? When you grow up, what's going to happen?
Well, that's if you call being 22 not grown up yet, but I guess I'm getting there. But you know, I want to have a career with justice, so whatever that kind of entails. I have a real passion for human trafficking, fighting it, obviously.
I was going to say, you may want to clear that up.
I mean, yeah.
That's Amber.
But I'd like to have a career either, you know, using my platform, whether it's through music or through my just passion for loving on people, whether it's through rehabilitating or investigating to fight the human trafficking trade. So we'll kind of see where that takes me. Through my music, there's been some really cool connections that have been made. I've recently become a World Vision artist partner.
Okay.
And a couple of years ago, and still to this day, I'm a little more informal than the World Vision, but I'm an IJM, International Justice Mission Canada artist partner as well.
It's funny because Jamie McIntosh from IJM just went over to World Vision.
He did. I played at his farewell party.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I know Jamie decently well. He's a hero of mine.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Shoot a little higher, man. were you at the 2013 GMA Awards over at the Crossroads Taj Mamains?
I was, yeah.
I was there, too.
Were you?
Yeah. That's all I've got to say. Yeah, no, that was a long night.
It was. We showed up a little late into the events. I missed my name being called.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Oh, it's okay.
Dude, I showed up late too, and as I'm walking towards where the table I was at was right in front of the podium, pretty much, right? So there, I'm there with, oh, here we go, name dropping. The goalie.
James Reimer.
Right, Reimer. Is that the name-dropping noise over there? And his lovely wife.
We were at the table next to them, so we probably... I think I would have seen you.
Do you not remember this sexy beast of a man before you?
I think I remember a bald head somewhere around there.
And Shannon McNeven, who runs Founded Boots and Hearts Festival.
Yeah.
You know, these buddies with Reimer. And some other people. Anyway, it was, interesting. Okay, so enough rattling on. Maybe we could do a little tune.
Yeah, let's do it.
Set it up, man.
So this song is called Dancing with the Branches, and it's the first track off my album, and it's one of the first songs I wrote when I started kind of writing. In my first year of university, I started writing in my dorm room, and that's kind of where this all came about. So yeah, this song's called Dancing with the Branches, and it goes like this.
Come again next weekend. Summer sun, come shine on me and pour out all your loving. Give me words, give me verse, a song to show I love you. Bloom like flowers in the day, and we'll be the ones dancing with the branches. So let's walk through the forest, our hands held so. Taste the laughter in the air, feel the green beneath our feet. And if there's one thing I know, is that you're beautiful. And if there's one thing I know, your love ain't cheap. Because you're so far from home, and yet it's so far so good, and it's so far so good, because you're so far from home, home. My dear, you're living in the past, saw you there the other day. Out in the open, wisdom calls. I heed the words she says. Oh, see, I was true once my father's son, still tendered by my mother. Now those days are so numbered as I grow in age. Because we're so far from home, and yet it's so far from good, and it's so far from good, because we're so far from home, home, home.
Jordan Raycroft on the Drew Marshall Show. Dude, that did not suck.
Thanks. That's always a good thing to hear.
What? You can use that in your, you know, your endorsement list.
That's going on my bio. Yeah. That did not suck, Drew Marshall.
Man, that's fantastic stuff. So have you been kind of a musical freak your whole life? Or did this just, I mean, I know the whole songwriting, singing, you know, professionally thing is kind of recent, but like, were you a child freak on the guitar as well or not?
No, actually, I remember when I used to try to play guitar as a kid, my friends who played guitar used to make fun of me because I wasn't good at all. I was a drummer. That's how I kind of got into music. Actually, before that, though, my parents put me into piano lessons, and my piano teacher told me I was wasting my parents' money, so I quit. That was when I was in grade 2.
I wish my piano teacher had said that.
That was when I was in grade 2.
Yeah.
And then for my 10th birthday, I asked for a drum kit, and my dad bought me a drum kit, and I took lessons for about 6 years. So I played in a few like really terrible rock bands. They were like screamo, like wannabe Under Oath bands that just sucked. They were bad. But that was a lot of fun. And I remember the first show I ever played, I was in grade 8. And there was like 200 people at our show, just all of our elementary school friends. It was just like this like packed, we packed the Legion in town. And
You know you've made it when you pack the Legion.
Yeah, man. It was wild. I threw my drumsticks out into the crowd, I remember. And like,
impaling somebody?
Yeah, I thought I was a rock star.
Did you kick the kid over at the end?
I don't think I went that far.
No.
But I should have. Yeah. Should have just ate up that moment.
Sure, sure.
But
so it sounds like you're actually supported by the fam in all this.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. For the most part.
Okay. No, we don't want to get into that right now.
Well, My mom's a fantastic vocalist, way better than I will ever be.
Huh.
So she just kind of, you know, she was always singing around the house with us as kids, and that's kind of how, like, all my whole family can sing pretty well. And from that, you know, high school I did the sports thing, and then in grade 12 had a high school breakup, which inspired me to pick up guitar,
and
here
you
we are.
You said you will never, ever, ever get back together.
I wish I did, because I'd probably not be on this show. I'd be on some
real show.
All right. Well, that's the end of our time with Jordan Raycroft. So are you, I mean, how do you describe your tunes, you know? Because I've seen some videos of you. I saw,
yeah,
you know, that's why I sent you the email I sent you. I saw one video where you were singing some Hallelujah, you know, song.
Yeah.
And then there's some really kind of cool, slickly produced, you know, music video stuff going on. I love the one where you guys are in the hallway of a school or something.
Yeah,
right?
That was a recent one. We did that. My band and I did that after a show we played in Waterloo, and we went to the University of Waterloo at like 3 a.m. That was a lot of fun. So that was just a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
We did that.
What are you? How do you describe? So if the plane's going down and you got, you know, 2 minutes to sell a CD.
Gotcha. Is that? Are you sure that's what I should be doing if a plane's going down?
I think so. That's very, very important.
Okay. Well, I would say... oh, man, I'm drawing a blank. That's a lot of pressure. The plane's going down.
I'm telling you.
I usually describe myself as a singer-songwriter, but, I mean, everyone's a singer-songwriter.
Yeah, so what kind of music is this? And what do you write about? That's specifically what I want to know is what you write about.
I write about personal experiences, whether they're about experiences I've had or experiences I've observed through other people. Every song is true. Like, I haven't written a song yet that's been fictional, which is something I would like to kind of get into. Whether, you know, even if it's been a metaphor for something, every song has its own personal story to it, which I feel has been great, but it's also kind of been hard to be inspired sometimes when you don't really have anything going on besides school and just mundane things.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now that I'm out of school and got lots going
school
on.
School sucks. Na-na-na-na. That's all I got.
It's expensive too. Holy
yeah.
smokes.
Yeah. Yes, I...
That's what I would say. I would say, buy my CD because I need to pay off my student debt before this plane crashes.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, nicely set up. Okay, so... So does the God stuff, is it part of the, your thing or not? Or, I mean, and I don't, you know, because, look, I'm just going off this bio thing here that says, you know, you and I were sitting near each other at the GMA Awards. And that's the first and last one I've been to. Mm-hmm. Are you a GMA-er?
Yeah, I got nominated. So my dad told me I probably didn't win because one of my songs says hell in it. And one of them says damn in it. So that could have been.
Surprised you're even nominated then, man.
Yeah, really. Do you have to censor that?
yeah, no.
But no, totally. Like, you know, I'm a Christian. And, you know, I read an interview. I think it was with a band. I think it was with August Burns Red when I was really into that kind of music back when I was in high school. And the lead singer said something along the lines of, you know, I'm a Christian, but our music isn't necessarily, like, it's not ever labeled as Christian music, but obviously that my faith is going to come out in my songwriting because it's a part of who I am.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, same with Bruce Coburn, as I had mentioned in the email.
Yeah, exactly. And like kind of John Foreman, too, said a really good quote. He said, I'm saved, my music isn't. That's what he said, something along the lines of that. Yeah. That's not a direct quote because I can't remember exactly. But, you know, it's so true. Like, the music can't be saved. Nothing. It's not a real thing. It doesn't have a soul. So it's the writer that, you know, that determines, I guess, what it's about. And, you know, my faith is obviously something really important in my life. Mm. You know, God, I want God to be at the center of my life. And I hope that comes out in my music, too.
Well, let's see. Can you do another song?
Yeah.
Then we're going to sit here and judge whether God's really at the center of your life.
Like
we should do, right?
Is God at the center of my breakup?
Isn't it?
This is a song. This one's not about my breakup. This is about a friend of mine named Michael. And
named air quotes Michael.
No, actually named Michael.
Yeah, what's his last name?
I'm not gonna say. He's listening though. I think
Michael,
he should be.
What's up?
Or else this song's no longer called Michael.
No,
rededicating it.
Yeah.
But it's called Michael, and it's about this friend of mine. He had a really crappy breakup in high school, and. At shows, I always get a good laugh of saying that he annoyed the crap out of me, telling me about it all the time.
But
I was a good friend, and I listened. And I listened so much, I was able to write this song from his perspective on it.
Cool.
So it's called Michael, and it goes like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Jordan Raycroft.
I've called her my own. I know she's alright. Thank you. They're calling it insanity, and I blame it on calamity. I've never been so down. She stole.
Raycroft on the Drew Marshall Show. Even though Tim the Tool does not have a microphone right now, I will ask him to tell me, who do you hear in that? Yeah, you suck. Joel Ogier.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks. Hey?
That's a big compliment.
That is a big compliment. I am a big fan of Joel's vocal abilities.
I met Joel.
He's
not
a bit
too
of a jerk,
ago.
But yeah, he's a good singer.
Yeah, World Vision artist kind of thing.
Right.
And then, yeah, we've been chatting a little bit here and there. I'm trying to get him to co-write with me, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. No, he's a talented fantastic cat. And he's a lot of fun. He's just a funny guy. Fun to hang out with.
Yeah, for sure. Totally.
Anyway, I am really proud of the talent I am bringing on this show, and I'm just going to toot my own daggum horn right now. I've been tooting all day anyway, so, wow.
That's why it smells.
Would you stop? Don't tell secrets to the listeners. What's the first song you ever wrote?
First song I ever wrote,
yep.
It was so cheesy.
Yeah, but that's what we want to hear.
And we recorded it, me and my friend Briar Lovegrove, we wrote it.
Lovegrove?
Yeah, it's his name. It's a good cat.
Yeah?
I'm just saying cat because you're saying cat. I want to be cool, like Drew. But I don't ever say cat.
More of a dog person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more of a dog person. But yeah, we wrote that song. I was in grade 9. And it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, well,
it's like online somewhere.
No, it's going to be on right here right now.
I'm not going to tell anybody where it is.
No, we want to listen to it. Just give us a little bit.
No.
Like a couple of lines.
It was... No, I
Come
can't.
On.
I'll tear up. I'm so embarrassed. It's really bad. Really cheesy.
Come on.
But anyways, I can tell you a funny story.
Oh, okay.
So
fine.
There was this girl who I like.
It's all about the girls.
And we held hands, and I wrote her this song, and I gave it to her on a cassette, and she broke my heart. My little grade 9 heart.
Turn the mics off for a second.
I hope those mics are off.
Totally off.
You know what I did one time?
Yeah.
Let's bring this back to me for a second. What's the name of the show?
Drew Marshall Show.
Thank you,
sir.
I copied some lyrics from a band. Man, what was the name of the band? Anyway.
They call that plagiarism in university.
And I gave them to a girl and said I wrote them for her.
Wow.
Have we all done that? Have we all? Just me. I'm the only one.
Hey, a friend of mine did that to me. We kind of
to you.
He wrote a guitar part on a song, and I wrote the lyrics, and he gave the lyrics to his then girlfriend and said that he wrote them. Yeah.
That deserves a TSK right there. Big TSK to that dude. Okay, listen, we are going to take a real short break. By the way, what track? I want to give everyone a good dose of a track on this CD here. So
yeah.
Let's give them a little something. What do we got? Track what?
Let's listen to Bonnie and Clyde. By the way, not all my songs are sad and about love, just so you know.
Right.
I can write a little bit deeper than that.
Can you?
But yeah. So this song, you know, I guess it is a bit about that. But this one is a, you know, I'm really proud of the production on this one. And the story behind it is, you know, really close to me. My grandfather and grandmother. That's what the song's about. And my grandma passed away from a disease called ALS about 5 years ago. And this song is written from my grandfather's perspective in her loss. It's
awesome.
Called Bonnie and Clyde.
Awesome.
Woman of my heart. In your eyes I see stars. You were so beautiful. Your laughter made me full of joy. But old age has had its way, and I wish you'd stayed. I'm alone, My bed is empty. My heart is clogged with rust. Has all rings turned to dust? And my love, it turns to hate. How could you leave me? You were so good for me. That disease crept inside. In you only find. Jesus took you away. It was your glory day. I'm left down here alone, facing this dark unknown before me, without you to guide me.
The only purpose for his life could be to serve as a warning to others. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
Cause it's not the same without you, babe. And without you, I'm always wrong.
Well, we are back, and it's the last half hour of the show. Jordan Raycroft singing there in the background. A great little tune. It's cool to have him here. I like this guy. Folks, you are listening to Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. Sponsored this month by Spiroway. Spiroway.com. Spiroway, meeting needs, delivering hope. You know, Spiroway is a unique faith-based charity that supports families in need, providing food, health care, and education. Believing in the power of collaboration, Spiroway works with partners to effectively reduce poverty in Canada and around the world. Located in Burlington, Spiroway has been delivering $8 million worth of food and supplies each year through 70 agencies that fight hunger on the front lines every day. They deliver approximately 2,500 food and hygiene boxes each year to local at-risk families and have provided primary medical and dental care to over 40,000 people in Central America and Haiti. To learn more, visit Spiroway.com, that's S-P-E-R-O, Spiroway.com, or connect with them on Facebook and Twitter. Oh, I hear a little harp. I think we should bring that up.
Thank you. yawns lilies in your garden. Oh, good Lord, they taunt me still. So won't you lay me down beside them and let our love have her will. It may seem that I've fled from your side before.
Well, it is kind of cool to have Jordan Raycroft in the studio. JordanRaycroft.com. Dude, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, appreciate it. Tell me about this axe you're playing. Norman?
Yeah, it's a Norman. They're made by Godin. It's mm-hmm. a Canadian.
A little Canadian thing?
Yeah.
Good Canadian guitar?
Yeah, first guitar I have ever bought, and it's been great. It's only sounded better as I've beat the crap out of it.
Yeah.
It's been with me coast to coast across the country.
What was the coolest part of coast to coasting?
I went surfing in Tofino. That was pretty cool.
Like freezing cool?
Yeah, actually, well, the wetsuit kept me quite warm, believe it or not.
Yeah. Did you pee in it?
No, I didn't actually. I should have.
Yeah,
would have helped.
You're supposed to.
But
just saying.
I'll remember that for next time.
Okay.
But show-wise, the coolest venue I've ever played on the Via Rail train. It was in the Panorama car, and they have like glass ceiling, glass sides, and I played that going through the Rockies.
That's cool.
Yeah, to like there was like 90 people in there too. It was like packed, and yeah, it was wicked.
That's
a
great
program.
So
cool. Oh yeah, it's been amazing. So I did my first stint with them out east, and then went out west the next summer. And so I'm planning on going out again soon. We've just got a few things coming up. Like I'm starting to play a bit more with my band. And we've got a music video that we're going to be recording soon. So it's more of a matter of finding the right time to go back out on the road. But I want to get out there soon. I'd like to, if I could, if I had the time, I'm going to make the time. But I'd like to hit the whole country this year, coast to coast at some point. So we'll see. 2014 is young. So.
Oh, yeah, he's starting off with optimistic tones.
Just wait.
By the way, I have no idea why I'm talking like this.
But you also like Celine Dion. Yeah.
Alex, the intern, chirps in with a "I like it." He was just going on, singing the praises of Celine, not 4 minutes ago, and now he likes the way I talk. The great thing about Alex, the intern, this show is that he's awake. All right, let's do a wee tune, shall we, Jordan Raycroft?
Yeah, sure. This one's called Dingoes. And
did it eat your baby?
It did, actually.
That was a horrible Australian accent. Yeah. For someone who's lived in Australia for 5 years, that was shocking.
Can you try again?
No. So what? What? Hmm? What's the song about?
That.
Really?
Well, not actually, but it tells itself. You'll hear it.
Got it.
All right.
Live on the Drew Marshall Show, Jordan Raycroft.
I lost my baby to the dingoes down under, in a land where golden coast meet the shore. And up here with the north folk, I'll freeze here and wonder how I lost that girl to the land down under. She took my hand, she made me her man. I thought it was love from the start. We took our picture and I picked her flowers, while she fed my heart to those dogs down under. See, I lost my baby to the dingoes down under, in a land where golden coast meet the shore. And up here with the north folk, I'll freeze here and wonder how I lost that girl to the land down under. Thank you. with the words that you sing in my ear. But don't you be flattered that this song is about you, 'cause you fit my heart. I'll freeze here and wonder how I lost that girl to the land down under.
Needs to finish with a didge.
Yeah, really.
Anyway, sorry, we forgot the clap. Yes! Yay! Jordan Raycroft from the Dream. No, that's a great little song. I really like that one. I think I like that one the bestest.
Yeah? Thanks.
It actually feels outbacky. You could throw a didge thing in with that, you know.
We wanted to. It's just a matter of time, really.
And where do you find a didge player?
There's one right here.
Yeah.
Had I known.
You don't want to know how he circular breathes, though. It's a different. No, that's fantastic. Okay, so.
There's like a Neil Youngy moment there with that harp.
Yeah. Yeah, you're pretty good on the harp. Most people suck on the harp.
Diddums.
Do you see this going anywhere?
I'd like it to. You know, I've always kind of said, no matter what I do, I'm always going to be writing songs. You know, I'm not really one of those guys that's always, like, penning down lyrics and stuff like that, but there's always inspiration, you know, there's always life happening. So whether I, you know, kind of steer away from the music thing, because right now it's kind of a full-time thing, along with my full-time job and full-time everything else.
Do you have a full-time woman?
I do, actually.
Good luck with that.
She's great. I would like to see it go somewhere. That's why I'm doing it, right? I want to push it as far as I can. Whether that goes, you know, it's looking back where I started, I would never have imagined I'd get to play on the radio even. Like, I remember when I first started writing and recording in my dorm room in first year of my university, I just wanted a first gig. That's all I wanted. And you know, and I got that.
By the way, what song are you working on right now? Are you in the middle of working on a song? Do you have, like, part of a song done?
Yeah, I've got a few, actually.
Do you want to? I'd like you to play a little bit of a song that that is not finished yet. I want to hear the rawness, man.
Okay.
All right?
This is one I find when my writing process, I'll write stuff, and then, you know, if it doesn't really go anywhere, I'll come back to it. So on my iPhone and on my computer, I just have all these, like, voice notes, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of voice notes. So I need to go through them. but this is one that I wrote. I would have written this sometime last year, and I've been trying to come back to it. I just got to make sure I got the progression right. And I don't have a title for it. But I sat down.
No, that's our job. We'll come up with
that. Yeah, that's true.
It's called Drew.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
One from Michael.
This is Drew. I don't know if you want it to be called Drew after you.
No, maybe not.
Okay. I'm tired of running around, looking for love on the wrong side of town. And it seems like all I do these days is pick out her flaws like it's all the rage. See, I think about you all the time, from June 1st through to May. So why is it that when you were mine, oh, shoot. I sent you on your way. That's all I got so far.
That's pretty, man. I like that.
Thanks.
I like that. And that you actually, you took me on a journey, like I was there with you.
Thanks. Glad
Girls Are Stupid. That's what the song's going to be called.
It's going to be called Girls Are Stupid? How about Icky?
Girls Are Icky and Stupid.
Well, okay, so listen, we want people to support you and show up at a gig,
buy tickets,
buy CDs, keychains, mugs, whatever you got, Frisbees.
I wish I had mugs.
So what do you want people to do? This is your commercial time right now.
All right, go to iTunes right now and download my album. It's like $9, and you get a whole bunch of what I think are good songs. And Drew thinks that they don't suck, so that means something.
That's it.
So yeah, JordanRaycroft.com. You can even stream it before you buy it. You can buy hard copies there, or you can come out to a gig. There's a bunch of gigs coming up actually in February in Ontario. So just check out the website. If you sign up for the mailing list at JordanRaycroft.com and you put down what cities you want to hear about, I'll send you an email when I'm coming to town. So yeah. JordanRaycroft.com or nice. Search me on iTunes.
Is there a gig coming up that would be interesting to know about that you can tell us about?
There's one coming up in Waterloo, but that's not really too close.
Hey, I went to see Lisa Brillinger perform in Waterloo. Well,
my band and I are playing at Maxwell's Music House on February 20th. That's the day of my convocations. That's going to be a special gig. Maybe I'll wear my grad robe.
That would be
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? What?
Maxwell's Silver Hammer.
Thanks, see?
Maxwell's silver hammer came down upon his head.
Oh, yeah. I know that song.
It's a great
Beatles,
tune.
Abbey Road.
Yeah.
I'll shut up now.
Can you do one more real song for us, please? Wait, not that last song wasn't real, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
A complete, finished, you've worked on it, and you're proud of it song.
Yeah. This is a song called Cold Hands, and it's off my record. And
it's about a funeral director?
It's about the time I went to prison for murder.
Nice.
Actually, yeah. So it goes like this.
You ask me where I'm going, I say I'm doing time. They got me on a leash now, honey. They're tearing through my mind, yeah. Say they got me murder of the first degree. They got me praying forgiveness now. They want me on my knees, yeah. Oh, the storms are coming now. You best be running now. Look out, the storm's coming around. You best be running now. Out with cold hands, caressing my gun, and I said, boy, you don't know what you've done. See, I'm a man of my word, and I'm a preacher's son, and I'm gonna put you down for what you've gone and done. And I said, oh, the storm's coming now, you best be running now. Look out, the storm's coming around. Hunt you down.
You guys want to clap your hands with me and stomp your feet?
The devil and his order are talking at my feet, and I cry, Lord, Lord, come and save me.
Nice.
The devil and his order. Talking at my feet, and I cry, Lord, Lord, come and save me. The devil and his order are talking at my feet, and I cry, Lord, Lord, come and save me. And I said, oh, the storms are coming now. You best be running now. Look out, the storm's coming around. I'm gonna shoot you down.
Thanks for your help, guys. Thank you.
Crazy stuff. That song is begging for harp.
Yeah.
begging for it.
I need to work
on
that.
And a didgeridoo.
Oh, stop it. Jordan, it's been a pleasure and a privilege to have you here. JordanRaycroft.com is the site. That's the end of the show. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
I'm a liberal backslider. I've been sliding about 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing, and I come from all their fears. I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bum. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun. I've been following these footsteps now for many years gone by. But you always upset someone there, no matter how you try. Well, the good things they're forgotten if a bad thing comes around. Now all these stones are flying, they're gonna knock me to the ground. I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing, and I come from all their fears. I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bomb. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun. Well, I take a stand on justice, and I take a stand on race. I'm gonna take me a TV evangelist and punch him in the face. I sing about the hope that's in me, and ask why the poor aren't fed. But if I don't toe the party line, it'd be better if I were dead. I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing, and I come from all their fears. I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bum. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun.